The WILS phone lines are open on the Jack and Tom Show.
393-3700.
Go ahead. Tell Jack and Tom why they're wrong. Again.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford. The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. 393-3700, the number to call. Our lines are full. Let's go out to line one. Jim from East Lansing, how you doing?
Good morning, Jack and Tom. Good morning to you both.
What do you think of Pat Fitzgerald? He'd be tough to say no to in recruiting?
Oh, I'll tell you, I was so impressed with that interview, and I'm so impressed with him in this day and age when, you know, college football coaches and basketball, too, are paid sometimes some pretty obscene amounts of money. Yeah. I kept thinking to myself all this past fall, you know, I don't know exactly what Fitzgerald makes, but I think I read somewhere it was in the $800,000 to $900,000. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a little higher now, which is still a lot of money. But in terms of the kinds of numbers being thrown around by other schools, one thing has to be sure is that he didn't put himself up for sale to the highest bidder, because if he had, Northwestern would have a new football coach.
Well, he's a Northwestern guy. I mean, that's part of it. How much money is enough money? I mean, how much money do you need? Even in expensive Chicago, when you think about it.
Yeah. You know, everyone has a dream job.
Right.
And, you know, Tom's found his right here at 1320 WILS.
Whatever you say.
But
you believe that? Go
Gary
ahead.
Barnett,
believe it.
When he was a coach at Northwestern, and he had done a job that no one else in the country had done, had a chance to go to Notre Dame. Turned it down.
Yeah.
Said, I'd rather stay at Northwestern. His dream job just happened to be Colorado, where he'd been an assistant coach.
Yeah.
So, you know, who knows what's going to happen with Pat Fitzgerald, but I think you're absolutely right, Jim. He is a class act.
I'm just so impressed with that young man, the job he's done, you know, what he has to work with. And, in fact, every opportunity when Michigan State plays at Northwestern, which, of course, they do this fall on the 23rd of October, we go down to that game, and we'll do so again.
It's a great environment.
Maybe we'll see
down
you down there that day. That is Michigan State's first trip outside the state of Michigan.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
Let's go back to our phones, 393-3700. Let's try line two. Mark Dotson from East Lansing. Hello, Mark.
How you doing? Good morning.
Good morning.
Tom, he's a guy that steals legacy recruits, too. I know he's got a couple, at least one, Bolden, Jimmy Bolden's son plays.
Jimmy Bolden? Really?
Yeah.
DB.
Yep.
Number 22.
Yeah.
Was he a heralded dude, recruit, man. Mark? Was he a guy that...
I would say, if we go by the star ranking stuff, probably about a two-star.
Okay. You know, that's what I love the most about Iowa and Northwestern.
Yeah.
Because you can take all the star stuff and flush it. Because in 4 years, when they're done developing those guys, all they're going to do is beat you.
Turn lemons into lemonade? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't know. I call them lemons, but they're guys who are maybe a little bit light, maybe a little short, maybe, you know, a tenth slow. But there's something else. You know, I talked to Chris Spielman about this. And pros didn't want him.
Right.
He had to convince them. He had to sell them. They said, you know, he doesn't have all the measurables. Well, you know, all he has is 180
great
tackles.
Environment and great school. How could you say no to Northwestern right now? Think about it. I mean, there's not a lot of passion down there.
No,
you're not going to have. I mean, you've gone down there to Ryan Field. It's you know, it's kind of, it's almost like you feel embarrassed for the home team sometimes.
Yep. There isn't a whole lot of passion. I'm amazed at a lot of respect for him. I have no explanation for why Barnett is not coaching somewhere. I thought he'd be lights out of Colorado, but he fell on his face. I'm really surprised at that, because I thought he was a great coach.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people have the memory of the place kicker, Katie Hanaida, and him standing on the porch and saying she was terrible. And, you know, I really hope he gets another shot.
Nothing since Colorado, right?
Right. Well, he's still young enough to coach.
That must be a tough job, though, because who's the guy from Idaho?
Dan Hawkins.
Hawkins, yeah. That just might be a tough location. But he had them.
Okay.
They were rolling for a while.
Hey, sure. New Heisel gave it a shot.
Hey, Tom, are you warming up to Michigan now, or do you know they're doing okay out there on the recruiting trail right now?
You're talking about basketball or football?
Football.
Well, they lost that. They lost the Hayes. We got to go right here in a second, Mark. They lost Justice Hayes from Grand Blanc, though, to Notre Dame. I was disappointed in that.
I never thought he'd do it. But they lost him. Yeah. I expect Kelly's going to do well in the state of Michigan.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, thanks so much for the call. Mark. I appreciate it. You know what they can say now at U of M? Is there no justice?
There ain't no justice as far as the running back goes.
We're going to talk with Bill Lynch coming up, the head coach of the Indiana Hoosiers, and then Trevor Thompson will be joining us from Fox Sports Detroit. Dr. John Braccio a little later, and Rico Beard from Fox Sports Detroit also will be with us. Fox in Detroit, that's what it is. Fox 2 in Detroit. We'll be right back with more. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford on the Jack and Tom Show. 1320 WILS.